prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
So we are here with David Tyberg.
Hi.
Hi, you just did a concert. Thank you so much.
Oh,
that
thank
was
you.
Awesome.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So you played a banjo this time.
I play the tenor banjo when I am a soloist. I sing and accompany myself on the tenor banjo, and it is kind of an obscure instrument. Everybody, you know, knows about the five-string bluegrass dueling banjos banjo. But the tenor banjo has four strings and has its roots in early New Orleans-style jazz. So that's kind of where I came at it. And now I play rock and roll on it.
Woo-hoo! And it has a very nice sound.
Oh, thank you.
It doesn't sound like your standard banjo.
Right, it's much darker. It's less twangy.
It's an emo banjo.
Exactly.
Emo banjo. That could be your second.
Or a goth banjo.
That could be your second title.
Well, I think the second album title is going to be a response to the first. So the first album that I just released here at Illogicon is titled "You Can't Do That with a Banjo."
And then you do.
And then I'm pretty sure that the second record is going to be titled "Can So."
No, "Can So" emo banjo. So there you go.
Sure.
Why not? It's like Electric Boogaloo, right?
But you also, because you had bass solos in there that you were actually just playing through, do you play bass as well? Or
Bass is actually my main instrument that I've been studying for years and years. I play the upright bass and the bass guitar, and I've been playing those instruments for more years than I'm willing to admit. Yay! Yes.
So the new album, this is your first album.
This is my first solo album.
If people wanted to go and listen to parts of it, is it on Bandcamp?
It is. You can find it at David Tyberg. My last name is spelled T-Y-B-E-R-G. So that's davidtyberg.bandcamp.com. And the whole album, all 10 tracks, streams for free from there. And you can take it home with you for a modest price.
Well, there you go. And so, but this is not your first album ever. It's just your first solo album.
This is just my first album, just me. I've got three records out with my wonderful bandmates, my musical family, The Extraordinary Contraptions, and we are working on album number 4 right now.
That's awesome. And I actually own all three.
Oh, awesome.
Extraordinary Contraptions. I came to know you guys from DragonCon.
Excellent. We're gunning to be back this year. Fingers crossed. We're trying.
Good.
For people who aren't familiar with Extraordinary Contraptions, can you explain the concept a little bit?
So, we are a time-traveling, trans-dimensional rock and roll band, which has kind of lumped us in a little bit with steampunks. We do a lot of interesting things. We've got a whole mythology surrounding our music, so we all portray characters. My character is Professor Dimitri von Stadberg, the dapper gentleman explorer. So, we all have characters, we have a big backstory, and we write these really fun and hopefully interesting sort of big epic sorts of songs about time travel and math and nerd stuff.
And we like it a lot. And you have some videos as well that go along with that.
It's true. We've got a bunch of videos on our YouTube channel. You can just find us on YouTube at youtube.com/thecontraptions. We've got three, I guess you'd call them studio videos that we've made with various people. We've got some stuff that we've done with DragonCon TV, and it's all out there.
Yeah, so, and of course we will see you in Charlotte.
Definitely.
In November at the Geek Gala.
We're so excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, which goes right along with our Gears and Ghouls kind of theme. So what got you started with this kind of a group and that kind of a concept where you are sometimes associated with steampunk?
It was kind of an interesting evolution because we're nerds first and foremost and have always been. And it just kind of took us a while to figure out how are we going to get this music that we already do in front of people that we actually want to hear it. Because, you know, once upon a time we were like urban hipsters in tight jeans and t-shirts who were stuck playing dive bars on weeknights. And then we'd go home and play D&D. And we were attending conventions as attendees for fun. And it took us a while to kind of put two and two together and being like, all right, so there are musical acts that are a part of convention culture. So let's experiment with that a little bit. We're already costuming, we're already creating this fiction and mythology. Let's smush it all together and see what we come up with. And steampunk is pretty much where we fell, and it's just been a wild ride and a lot of fun. We've met some great folks, we've gotten to collaborate with some other amazing talents, and it's just, we're really excited to get back out on the scene this year.
And tell us a little bit about what the fourth album is about. that you're putting together?
The fourth album, we're still arguing what it's about. We'll say debates. We're debating what it's about. It may or may not wind up being a concept album. It's a big compilation, I think, of everything that we've been working on over the last few years while we've kind of been at home dealing with personal stuff. We've had, you know, weddings and kids and mortgages that we've all been kind of squaring away dealing with personal stuff. 98% of it's been very positive, but it's labor-intensive, so we haven't been touring very much. My vote, and so far I've been very outvoted on this, but my vote is to call the album While We've Been Away. And what I want to do is have the album cover be us in, like, orange jumpsuits walking out of prison. And we're just gonna lean into the way that people abbreviate our name, because most people at some point just call us ex-cons. So I feel like at this point, I think we're 10 years old at this point, we need to just lean into it.
That's good.
So who would be some of your musical influences personally, and then maybe for the group?
So many. As a singer and a bass player, Sting is a huge influence on me. I love his songwriting. I love his voice. I love going to karaoke and doing his songs and mic dropping afterward. As a bass player, electric bass, James Jamerson, who played all those bass lines on all those great old Motown records. I'm a jazz bass player is what my training is in, so I love people like Oscar Pettiford and Scott LaFaro, all these really obscure names that you may or may not know. As a group, the Contraptions on the whole, we're like a mishmash of, like, Fleetwood Mac, Stone Temple Pilots. What else do we throw around as influences? Steely Dan, Ben Folds Five. We're your standard rock quartet, drums, bass, keys, and guitar, and three great strong lead vocals. Well, two of them, and then me. No, we're all pretty good in our own right. And we're those folks who play in kind of a standard rock and roll instrumentation, who know way too much about music and are great big nerds, and let that influence everything that we do. We collectively let our freak flag fly.
And it works marvelously.
Well, thank you.
I love you guys. It's
been kind of awe-inspiring to see the response. Every time I go and play a show and I see somebody singing along to something that I've written, I just want to be like, and you can't see me on the podcast, but I'm like jumping up and down and pointing and look at that! We did that! We made that happen! So it's an honor and a privilege to be able to be a part of that and to be able to share something like that that other people take so much value away from.
Absolutely. So,
I think we can wrap up here. Are you going to other cons solo?
I'm still working on booking other cons. So this was my first experience as a soloist, and it was very much a learning experience, even though I've been attending and performing at cons with the Contraptions for years and years at this point. Coming up by myself, it's a whole different animal, and I'm going to take away a lot of experience from this. I'm going to do some homework, and then I'm going to come back out swinging, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest challenge of traveling at a con is? As a musician?
As a soloist or
either,
in general?
In general.
I feel like the biggest challenge of being at a con and performing at a con is life balance. Because just about every con performer that I know started out as a con attendee.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to kind of strike that balance and decide, all right, well, how much do I want to just go and enjoy the con? How much do I want to work my tail off and put on amazing shows and be there for my fans and hopefully sell a little bit of merch, if we're going to be real honest? So it's that balance that I find to be very, very challenging. And sometimes I just have to realize that this is a con where I have to go hard, and it's going to be all in, all Contraptions, all the time. It's going to be panels and as many performances as we can, and whenever we're not there, we're at our fan table, and that's just, we have to commit to that. And then other cons are going to be like a relax-a-con, where I'm going to go incognito, I'm not going to bring any steampunk costumes, I'm going to leave my instruments home, and I'm just going to go and be a normal person at a con and have a great time and see some panels and do some gaming. So figuring out that balance and trying to do a little bit of both at one event is really, 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 really hard. It's easier when you're there with your bandmates, because then there's more division of labor.
Right.
But especially if you're there by yourself, you're basically just on the whole time, or you're off the whole time. It's hard to kind of mix it up.
Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, David, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of the con weekend.
Thank you for asking. And I'm so excited to be down in Charlotte for Geek Gala. We're going to have a blast.
Yes, we totally are.
It's been a while since we've done an electric show. We've done mostly acoustic shows. This will be our first electric show in a while. We're going to bring out the big guns and we're gonna make it happen.
We are so excited too.
So make sure to check out David Tyberg, T-Y-B-E-R-G, and all the social media, including Bandcamp, to find out about his new record, which again is called
You Can't Do That With a Banjo. And then, but I did anyway.
And then make sure to check out his band, Extraordinary Contraptions. And if you'd like to see them live, make your plans to come to the Geek Gala if you haven't already. So thank you so much, David.
Thank you.